And I happen to be John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
And this summer sucked.
No, it did not.
This summer.
The only thing that sucks about the summer is that it's almost gone.
This summer was one of the worst summers for movies that I can remember in maybe two decades. It was. Now, you have a picture right here, our little picture, you know, to support our conversation. Of Baby Driver.
Right. Edgar Wright.
Far and away, the best, most fun of the summer.
All right. A lot of people think Dunkirk will be a nominee.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Bummer.
It's summer. It's
a bummer.
Full of fun.
All the humor was forced. I really loved the first one. And disappointing.
I'm tough on humor, and I don't think it was forced, but I had a lot of fun at it. I thought it was a great opening to the summer.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, no. I didn't ask you to have the worst in the summer.
Boom. Alien Covenant. Another bloated, overly complicated entry in the Alien series. Ridley Scott trying to rectify the mistake of Prometheus and kind of doing it, but also not.
It was enjoyable, but it wasn't great.
Boom. Here. 1-2. A 1-2 punch. Baywatch, Pirates of the Caribbean,
Dead Men
Tell No Tales.
We don't have to talk about the worst films. What about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man was just okay.
I really loved about that. He was a true teenager.
I know, but
I loved how they brought that home.
Yeah, they made him a little more youthful.
And they made him a little more reasonable. He wasn't mooning over some woman. It happened to be that the girl, he was trying to get the girl, but that wasn't the major thrust of the film.
I liked it. You're right. Probably one of the better movies of the summer.
How about one of the top two of the summer?
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Look, I'm not saying it was a total wash. But let's not forget The Mummy, or Cars 3,
I'm sorry.
Or Transformers,
I
The Last
this
Night.
List.
They're awful.
They're not always good movies in the summertime.
I know, they're not always good.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
That one was good.
All right.
I actually liked that one a lot.
All right, good.
By the time that came around, I was sufficiently downtrodden. And so I was pleasantly surprised by that.
My only complaint.
It was very, you know what, it was simple.
Yeah. I called it the Great Ape Escape.
Yeah,
the apes are getting so human-like.
Probably the best CGI I've seen in a long time.
Oh my lord, it's astonishing. Yeah, and so I begin to wonder about the reason for even seeing it, if they're going to be just like humans. It's worth seeing Woody Harrelson go over the top.
Yeah, I see. That thought also crossed my mind because they're just photorealistic apes that are talking. Like people, right?
Yes.
Have human expressions. They don't even appear to have evolved like they do in the original
Excellent.
Planet of the Apes.
Yes, right.
The original Planet of the Apes series appeared to be humanoid apes. You're right. Making them just like apes that just walk around and talk.
Yeah, right. A dark one. It comes at night.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Joel Edgerton. So that's a good one for people who like a little bit of the horror genre.
Right. 47 Meters Down.
Oh my gosh, I loved
it. We talked about this movie.
I have been a tourist. I have gone on dives, and I know how absolutely dangerous they are. Clueless young women going down in a cage to view sharks, and gosh, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, one of the curiosities of the summer for me was juxtaposing Wonder Woman with Atomic Blonde. But Atomic Blonde was worth seeing Charlize Theron set up her franchise.
Big budget, super flop that everyone hates is The Dark Tower. This will not be a franchise.
But ones that are coming up that look good to me, like Logan Lucky. The Big Sick, we didn't mention.
It's not a Hollywood summer release. One big $200 million flop after the next this summer is, I think, Hollywood is going to be reeling after this.
You are wrong.
I'm not
wrong. I enjoyed my summer.
Google
it. Good films, and I want to get out of this summer.
Google summer 2017 Hollywood, what's happening right now.
And
right now, there are nooses being thrown over beams in studio offices.
And we're close upon the fall, and that's a great time for us because usually the best films are going to come out pre-Oscar.
Well, which brings us to our next show, the Fall 2017 Preview. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.